Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization, the mission of the Catholic Church. What a beautiful, exciting adventure it is. The mission that comes right from Jesus himself, the Great Commission, go make disciples of all nations. The Catholic Church exists by the command of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit that he sent upon her when she was born, when she came to be on Pentecost, and he sends her forth with that power to witness to his glory, his majesty, his triumph, and the great deed of love that he has accomplished for the world, for everybody the Father has made and called into being. Jesus has come to redeem every single person. He's come to literally break down the dividing wall of hostility between the human person and God that exists. Jesus became, as we've talked about so many times in the program, a sacrifice for sin, and he's redeemed. He's come to bring back every lost person, every person who's not connected to God, to the place that God has made them to be. And it's such a beautiful mission. There's nothing more dynamic, no greater adventure anywhere in the world than to be able to participate with Jesus in this battle, in this great mission, in this adventure, in the pursuit of human beings to bring them back to a loving Father. So it's just such a great opportunity. Well, that's part of what I want to talk about today and this week, but I want to begin with something a little more sobering. You know, sometimes Jesus says things that are very startling and shocking. It's easy when we read the Bible or you go to church on Sunday and you hear a gospel reading, it can go by so fast. Many times you don't even remember 2 minutes later what was read because it's easy to be daydreaming or whatever. So sometimes we miss the stark reality and the sober reality of what Jesus sometimes communicates. And so I've been thinking about what Jesus says about the human person, about the human heart. I want to begin with a passage today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. And Jesus is speaking, the apostles and the Pharisees are present. It's in the context of a broader set of teachings that Jesus is giving. And of course, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, are pushing back because he says a lot of stuff that gives them a tough day because he's very direct. He's not happy with how they're leading the people of Israel at the time. And I'll start with verse 14. It says, "And he called the people to him again and said to them, 'Hear me, all of you, and understand there's nothing outside a man which by going into him can defile him. But the things which come out of a man are what defile him.'" And so Jesus is making clear who's he speaking to. He's speaking to Jewish people. And Jewish people, especially the religious leaders, are very conscious of the very commands of God himself given to the Jews, the dietary laws that they're given to be careful about what they can eat and not eat, the kosher laws, right? And they're aware, and their whole history was aware, that certain things they ate would make them unclean. And Jesus wants to get, as it were, to the heart of the matter, the deeper reality, the deeper concern, and why he's there, why he came to be, and why the Messiah was standing among them. So verse 17, he said, "And when he had entered the house and left the people, his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Then are you also without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into a man from outside cannot defile him, since it enters not his heart, but his stomach, and so passes on?' Thus he declared all foods clean." That's what it says here in parentheses. That's another issue. I want to get to the deeper one that he's after. And he says, verse 20, "And he said, 'What comes out of a man is what defiles a man. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, fornication, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a man.'" So these and other things Jesus and the apostles describe about the human condition, I mean, what he's saying is these things come from the human heart. And what's the human heart? It's the, in biblical terminology, it's the center of the person. and the source of every decision that manifests itself through deeds. It's the core seat of decision within us. So Jesus is saying something astounding, that at the core of every human being, in the human heart, you might say in the center, is defilement. There's something wrong there. And the reason I want to point it out is this is part of Jesus' fundamental understanding of the human condition. It's part of his, you might say, his anthropology. This is the state of humanity. And the apostles talk about it in different ways, that we're born into sin, that we're under the domination of the power of sin, consequently then the power of death, which death comes through sin. And what Jesus is touching on here and what he's pointing to is the problem that the church talks about and helps us understand the problem of original sin, that the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden in Genesis, when they refused to trust God and fell to the seductive temptation of Satan, who's a deceiver and a liar and a murderer, that decision has affected all of their offspring, that the human race literally has fallen. And again, the New Testament will talk about, we're what? Fallen from glory. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, of being able to be what God has called us to be and made us to be. So I wanted to just touch on a few paragraphs from the Catechism to just help us think about it a little bit and then apply it to the moment we're living in. Because it wasn't, I'm not mainly wanting to give a teaching on what is original sin, but I think understanding original sin today is really important, and it's missing in so many parts of society and even in the church today. This is from paragraph 396 from the Catholic Catechism. It says, God created man in his image and established him in his friendship. A spiritual creature, man can live this friendship only in free submission to God. The prohibition against eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, from the story of Genesis, creation, spells this out. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. That was what God said when he told Adam and Eve, you can have everything in the garden, but don't eat of this tree. If you do eat of this tree, you shall die. It goes on. It says, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolically evokes the insurmountable limits that man, being a creature, must freely recognize and respect with trust. Man is dependent on his creator and subject to the laws of creation and to the moral norms that govern the use of freedom. Okay, so that's the situation. We know the story in the garden. The devil seduced Adam and Eve. Eve said yes. She ate of the fruit. Adam followed. Sin entered the world, and so did death and shame and a whole set of other things. And their condition before God and with God was fundamentally changed because of it. And their offspring grew up in that same condition. They passed on to their offspring this condition and relationship before God. The Catechism goes on and says, man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobeyed God's command. This is what man's first sin consisted of. All subsequent sin would be disobedience toward God and a lack of trust in his goodness. So this whole list of things that Jesus mentioned is fundamentally rooted here in man's sin-sick condition. So man is, I'll read this next paragraph, this will help even a little bit more, I think. Paragraph 398 says, in that sin, man preferred himself to God, and by that very act, scorned him. He chose himself over and against God, against the requirements of his creaturely status, and therefore against his own good. Constituted in a state of holiness, man was destined to be fully divinized, that is, made like God, right? By God in glory. But seduced by the devil, he wanted to be like God, but without God, before God, and not in accordance with God. This tragic disobedience, this temptation was, I want to be like God, but I'm not sure I'm going to be able to trust God. The devil sowed lies into that relationship. Did he really say you shouldn't eat of this tree? Does he really have your best interest in mind? What is he withholding from you? Ah, I get it. He does not want you to be like him. He doesn't want you to discover your own God-likeness, your own divinity, your own whatever. And so he wants to keep you in the dark about who you really are. And so that's why the Catechism says, man let his trust in his Creator die in his heart. Here's the source of our problem. Now, why am I underlining something that maybe many of you have heard about most of your life and you know well? Because today I think much of the problem within society, and I think many problems within the church today, and the confusion, the intense moral confusion, and the sort of disorder that's being sown into society and culture is rooted in part by the denial of this reality, the reality of original sin. The denial of Jesus' insight into, as John the Apostle said, Jesus knows the human heart. The reason he came was because humanity is enslaved to this fallen condition, and it's deep within. And Jesus is saying, the fundamental problem is not outside you, it's within you. Today, the kind of secular, progressive, neo-Gnostic view that's so present in things like the sexual revolution and the cultural elite today are always living as if the problem is outside of us and not fundamentally in us. That the problems of society and its disorder, its decay, is the result of what comes out of the human heart. The division, you know, the violence, the disorder, all the stuff that people are experiencing right now and we can't stand. But what ends up happening today is people say, no, we're born basically innocent. There's nothing wrong with us to the degree that anything could possibly be wrong with us. It's because somebody trained it into us. Society kind of put it into us. And that people say, because I don't have this, I don't have any need to question my desires, my own motives, any consistent desire in me, any strong drive in me, anything that my imagination creates within myself, I don't need to be afraid of it or be concerned about it in some way being disordered because there's nothing wrong with me. And so what I should do is I should, in order for me to be happy, in order for me to be free, in order for me to reach my full potential, I must respond to those drives that are within me. This is my authentic self. This is the truth. And I'm going to live by my truth. And my truth is essentially my feelings, my desires, my drives, and what I imagine myself to be. And I should be able to trust that completely. And it's the bad world outside me that's trying to get me to be something that I don't want to be or I don't think I am. And underneath all of it, friends, it's back to the garden. God can't be trusted. I want to be God. And the way for that to happen is for me to fundamentally trust myself and to assert myself and my own drives and not to question them, but to simply affirm them and then to do whatever I can to make everybody else affirm them as well. It's a very important element of the fundamental moral decay that's happening and undergirds of what's happening in our culture today. I hope you can tune in tomorrow. I'd like to continue to build on this, friends. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.